I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A rollover accident Saturday night in Cass County, about 2 miles north of the Cass-Adams County line, sent four teens to the hospital for treatment of what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Sheriff's officials say the accident happened on Yankton Road, about one quarter of a mile east of Highway 71. The teenage driver of the vehicle reportedly told authorities he lost control of his vehicle after meeting another vehicle on the gravel road. Sheriff's officials say the car rolled twice before coming to rest. All four teens in the vehicle, who were said to have been between 14 and 16 years of age, were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. No names have been released and additional details are currently not available. Authorities in Page County report three teens suffered non-incapacitating injuries when the pickup they were in went out of control and rolled over Saturday afternoon about 2 miles east of Clarinda. Officials say 16-year-old Dakota Anthony Brittain of Clarinda was driving too fast for the roadway when the accident occurred at around 2:50 p.m. Brittain was driving a 1991 GMC Sierra pickup on Tolbert Avenue, just north of 210th Street, when he attempted to negotiate a curve in the road. The pickup went out of control and slid sideways into a ditch before overturning and hitting a tree. Damage to the truck was estimated at $5,000. Brittain and two passengers in the truck, 15-year-old Bailey Latham of Clarinda and 16-year-old Tristan J. Roberts of Skidmore, Missouri, were transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Care Center for treatment of their injuries. One person died from injuries they suffered during a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday night in southwestern Fremont County. The Sheriff's Department said Sunday that 39-year-old Shane A. Stephenson of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was trapped in the vehicle and had to be extricated by Percival Fire and Rescue personnel. The man was transported to St. Mary's Hospital in Nebraska City by Sydney Rescue and pronounced dead. The Sheriff's Department said alcohol was believed to have been a contributing factor to the crash. Officials say they received word of the accident having occurred at 195th Avenue and 230th Street at around 7:25 p.m. Saturday. When a deputy arrived on the scene, they found Stephenson still trapped in his pickup truck, and bystanders were trying to open the door. A Central Iowa man was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following an accident early Saturday morning 2 miles east of Avoca on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol said 49-year-old Christian John Zobel of Des Moines was traveling east on I-80 at around 6 a.m. when his 2010 Harley-Davidson struck a deer. The cycle toppled onto its left side and continued into the south ditch, while Zobel came to rest in the eastbound lanes of traffic. The patrol's report did not indicate if he was wearing a helmet, and a report on his condition is not available. A 76-year-old Western Iowa man died in a house explosion in Onawa. Fire crews were called to the home at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, and when they arrived, the house was fully engulfed in flames. Firefighters found the man's body in the basement of the home after the fire was put out. He was identified as Richard Collison. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause of that blaze. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hold another public meeting about the Omaha Public Power District's Fort Calhoun nuclear plant this week. The event on Thursday is designed to keep the public informed about oversight of the nuclear plant 20 miles north of Omaha. The open house will be held from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel in Omaha. The nuclear plant has been shut down since April of 2011. Initially, it was shut down for refueling maintenance, but flooding along the Missouri River and a series of safety violations forced it to stay closed. OPPD officials say they hope to restart Fort Calhoun in September. The utility is inspecting the plant and working to satisfy federal regulators' concerns. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said over the weekend that an Oskaloosa woman reported her wallet was stolen from a location in Villisca. Authorities have been notified Saturday afternoon about the wallet, which the victim, 46-year-old Tamara Lynn Reinhardt, said was noticed missing since May 22nd. The incident occurred in 100 block of West 3rd Street in Villisca. The victim estimated her loss at $50. Atlantic set a new record for the highest temperature recorded in the city for May the 27th on Sunday. The temperature here at the KJAN studios, your official National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic, reached 92 degrees, which beat the old record of 91 in 1931. The National Weather Service said record high temperatures were also broken Sunday in Mason City and Des Moines. A contract extension is on the table for the Argosy Riverboat Casino in Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal says the nonprofit group that holds the license has offered the casino owner a 30-month extension of the 20-year agreement that expires on July the 7th. Talks have stalled on long-term deal between Penn National Gaming and Missouri River Historical Development. State regulators say without an agreement, the casino could close, jeopardizing over 300 jobs. The nonprofit group's board of directors voted Thursday to offer the extension, which would run through March of 2015. Penn has until July the 6th to accept it. The two sides are to appear before the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission on June the 7th. And authorities say they're looking for a man suspected of entering a Sioux City home and sexually assaulting a teenage girl and attempting to do the same at another house a few hours later. Sioux City Police Lieutenant Mark Kirkpatrick says the man was spotted pleasuring himself on the front porch of the home at around 3 a.m. Friday. A short time later, he allegedly entered a house through an unlocked door and sexually assaulted a teenaged girl. Kirkpatrick says the same man crawled through an open window in another house at around 5 a.m. and tried to attack another teenaged girl. She screamed and the man fled. The incidents happened in different parts of Sioux City. And that is a check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.